Hey, yo.
What up?
Episode 61.
61.
Mental on the Brain podcast. What's going on, everybody? I'm your co-host, Dylan.
I'm Mikey.
You're back,
baby. You don't know that by now.
What are you doing?
Welcome.
Yeah.
That means you haven't listened to us, and that's cool. We're glad to have you on board.
Oh, yeah.
You thought I was going to say something mean.
No. You've been very nice today. It's very nice for once, you know?
Fuck you're talking about.
Oh, Jesus. Here he goes. All right, so we got some stuff to talk about.
No, we don't.
Oh, we don't?
Episode's over. We're done.
Oh, yeah. We just want to let you know that we're still here.
Right, thank you for tuning in.
What you got on Thunderflix? What is this?
I put on Get Thrashed.
Ah.
Maybe a celebration to the anniversary of Bonded by Blood that came out today in 1985.
Oh, yes. Very cool.
From Exodus. You know, one of the forerunners of thrash metal music.
I'd say that's my favorite Exodus album, maybe.
Not mine.
I love it.
But I love it. But it's probably not my favorite.
I remember they played New England Metal Fest one year that I played, and they had a, I think it was a special thing for Bonded by Blood that they were doing. But I remember picking up a really cool kick-ass shirt from them at that show that had the Bonded by Blood album cover on it. Might be a part of some shirts that I might organize and sell on something soon. So if that sounds interesting, if I ever get around to doing that, I'll let y'all know. Because I have a shit ton of shirts that I'm looking to get rid of one day. But what else has been? Uh-oh.
It's Paul Bailoff's birthday. That's we're cracking one open.
There you go.
Cracking a cold one open.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a beer, though.
No.
It would have been a beer if he was drinking.
No, but for you, it's the equivalent.
Paul Bailoff, original singer of, well, maybe not the original, maybe the original, I don't know. On the first album, though, and definitely on Bonded by Blood. The OG vocalist, I believe he was the first singer. It's hard to tell. A lot of those thrash bands had different singers at some point.
Yeah. I mean, you'd be surprised how many people don't know that there was a singer in Iron Maiden before Bruce Dickinson.
I could have sworn I saw something earlier that there was a singer in Iron Maiden even before that guy.
See? And I didn't even know that.
And I could be wrong. I might have saw something in my sleep or some weird shit.
I mean, I don't know if, like, their cousin filling in for a show or two counts, maybe. I don't know, but.
Yeah, we're going to check on it real quick, because I never knew that either.
Where are you going to check that out?
I'm just going to Wikipedia. I know it's not official, but it's usually pretty good to. God, there's a lot of shit on here for this band. I think they were, like, around for a while or something.
You would think that millions of people around the world were really into them.
It's like they have their own plane or something. Good Lord.
You think they had their own barbecue restaurant?
This is crazy.
You think they'd have their own beer? I'm running out of things that members of Iron Maiden own that are kind of obscene.
A golf course. fencing champion.
Listen, regardless, I don't think it's important. We got to move on.
Guitarist.
Why is your phone in that old man mode? Why is your font so big? Can you not read?
I'm blind, bro.
Oh, no.
I'm fucking blind. Dude.
What have I gotten myself into?
List of Iron Maiden band members.
Took you that long?
Yeah, it did. Isn't that fucked up?
What are you going through? The Ten Commandments?
Let's see here. Let's see if this is true.
It's Wikipedia. You don't, even if you find it, you're not sure if it's correct.
That's true, too.
It's like being some dickhead on Twitter and being like, actually, I have this Wikipedia article that says otherwise.
It said that Paul Day was the vocalist from 75 to 76. Dennis Wilcox was the vocalist 76 to 78. So there was two singers before Paul Di'Anno?
Oh, my God. The plot's thickening.
Who knew?
I just want to point out on this documentary that there was an Anthrax show with Cro-Mags and Metal Church opening. Ooh.
I never knew that.
Yeah. Well, no, if you weren't
that,
so if you
that
weren't,
I knew. I'm
if you weren't so busy digging up the remains two. Of the prior two
No, I knew about that show. I didn't know about the vocalist of Iron Maiden as
well. Oh, yeah. Well, I remember doing a they made us do a project in high school about you had to pick a biography of something and write about it. And I picked Iron Maiden.
Well, you didn't do a good job. Because you didn't know that about...
No, I got a book. I got a book, and it talked about the Paul Di'Anno stuff, but it didn't talk about...
It wasn't a good book, was it?
Well, maybe it did, and I just didn't mention it. I don't know. That's possible.
Maybe there was weed involved.
Not in high school. No, I was...
Really? You didn't smoke in high school? You're
no.
late.
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, I'm late. I'm late. No, I didn't start smoking weed till like my mid-20s.
Oh, wow.
And I ain't stopped since. That train's been rolling for a couple years now.
Maybe I'll start soon.
You'd be a lot cooler if you did, man. Oh my God, they've got Sully from Godsmack and Chris Jericho on this documentary.
Well, Sully was in Thrash Band.
I mean, well, this has to be an older documentary because, yeah, that's Lion Tamer Y2J Chris Jericho.
I don't know what any of that means.
And he's got the fucking, oh yeah, for sure. That's Lion Salt Wall, the Walls of Jericho, Chris Jericho right there. Oh yeah. We're getting off track though.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Oh, look how young Gary is.
So
Gary still had some hair.
Today was another big anniversary also for metal releases.
What's that?
I believe the second singer of Black Sabbath, and maybe, I don't know, maybe there was fucking more singers after that too, but, Ronnie James Dio, when he joined Black Sabbath, debuted.
Well, real quick, let's just say this one more time. We found that on Wikipedia. Those could not even be real people.
That's true. Okay.
So yeah. So let's just grain of salt. Allegedly, there is that.
I mean, you can't make that up.
Are you can't?
Nobody can make that up.
You mean to tell me I couldn't go on there and say that there was a third original vocalist, Theo Huxtable, who sang from 77
no
to 78?
Ever.
You're not telling me that couldn't happen?
No.
I don't believe it.
Couldn't happen.
Espionage occurs every day on Wikipedia, the land of subterfuge.
Let's see here.
Sir.
I'm looking at
a second Iron Maiden vocalist just hit.
Paul Marlowe Day, man, 75 to 76.
Now, this is Metal Archives.
Dennis Wilcock.
Isn't this just Wikipedia, but for metalheads?
76 to 78. No, man, they verify all their information. They talk to everybody and make sure they're all there. They visit the graveyards if they're dead.
Okay.
They go through it.
All right.
They do seances with the people.
Oh, they do?
Yeah, yeah.
To make sure shit. I didn't know that. That's badass.
So, you know, that if they are dead, which these guys aren't, I hope aren't dead. I hope they're alive still.
Well, what does Metal Archives say?
Let me check here. Let's check out what Paul Mario Day is doing. Paul Mario Day, he was born in 1956, and
Paul Mario, he just had a movie come out.
Buffalo Crows and Gringos. And he was in Andy Scott's Suite.
Oh my God, look at young Corey Taylor.
Crimson Lake. He was in a band called Moore. Like M-O-R-E.
Well, I don't want to dig any more into this. Can we do
Wildfire? We you axe, I'm telling you. He's still alive. He's not dead.
Listen, this is more than I bargained for.
I wonder if Paul Mario Day's bands are good.
Maybe we'll never know.
Maybe we might know. I don't know. Maybe we're gonna check out Buffalo Crows and see what's up.
Oh man, listen, I
can you be named after two different animals? Is that possible?
Is that another pet peeve of yours? I don't like bands that have two animals in the name.
I never thought of this one before. I don't know.
Buffalo Crow.
No, because like wolf tiger or some shit sounds dope. That sounds hard as fuck.
Does it?
A wolf tiger.
Does it?
Would you fuck with a wolf tiger?
Absolutely not.
I wouldn't fuck with a wolf tiger. I'd want to be friends with a wolf tiger.
Are you sure about that?
Are you sure about that?
I don't know if I would.
Are you sure about that?
Did you find the band?
Yeah, we're going to play a Beds of Coal, right here live.
What year did this come out?
2022.
This isn't the same band.
Yeah, it's just current band.
There's no way.
What's fucking not playing, dude? What's going on?
Because it sucks. And it doesn't want you to play. It's letting me know
what's going on. Here, maybe I have to go to fucking settings.
Listen, this is a sign that we don't need to play this fucking band. But see, we're not at my house. We're at Mikey's house. And in Mikey's house... The man who shouldn't be in control of the technology is in control of the technology. And because he's in control of the technology, we have to check out the second other original member before Paul Di'Anno of Iron Maiden's band.
Iron Maiden.
The first singer. Okay. So the first out of four.
Where do I go to fucking find out if this connected to the Bluetooth here? Jesus Christ. It was connected. What's going on here?
Y'all see what I have to fucking deal with? He can't even... First of all, he's on a Mac. And a recent Mac, too. Like,
it's pretty new.
It's a couple of years old. They don't make it very hard. It's up here, dog.
Oh, it is up here? I was right. Right here? Where are we at? Point to it.
I can't even see it from here. And you're making fun of me. Y'all, come on.
Y'all.
Fucking press that one right there.
That?
No, over. Over.
Search. Oh, there. Little battery guy?
Yeah, press that.
Okay.
Yeah, and Bluetooth. Go to your Bluetooth. Yeah.
Yeah, Bluetooth's on. Oh, it's on the TV.
Oh, you dummy.
All right. Well, it's good. It's good because when we went to play music, it's going to come in loud. Okay, you got it.
I got it. Don't worry. See?
All right, try it now.
Good luck running this without me. Jesus Christ. Here we go.
Right, go ahead. Oh. Fulfilling I feel like the vocals are like on slow.
There's no way.
You know, like when you're on 33 and 45 on the 7 inches?
Look, there's no way a man born in 1956 is singing this.
It's pretty good.
I mean, it is, but I don't think this is the same band. There's no way.
How many Buffalo Crows are there? Okay, go. Let's.
All right.
Now we got to research more.
Do we?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Did you know about this? You knew about this fucking guy being a singer of Iron Maiden.
I didn't know. No, I don't even know if that's him. They have to have a different singer.
Okay, well, let's check.
They have to.
Look, Buffalo Crows, vocals, right? Active bands.
Uh-huh.
He's literally in the band right now as we speak.
That's insane to me. Why does he sing like that?
That's not very Iron Maiden-ish.
No.
Like, you'd think that maybe that's why he's not Iron Maiden anymore. Let's see. What was his name? Paul Mario Lopez. All right. Let's see. Paul Mario Day and Buffalo.
Watching you type raises my blood pressure.
I'm sideways. Buffalo. Is it Buffalo's Crow? Or Buffalo's Crow? I don't know. Yeah, look right here.
Are there live videos?
This is 2015.
I mean, that's still far more recent than I would have thought.
Oh, wait. Rat Child with fucking Paul Mario Day.
Rat Child?
That's Buffalo Fish.
What's Buffalo Fish?
You can't have a Buffalo Fish and a Buffalo Crow. Okay, now that's where I draw the line. You can't do both.
No. Obviously, there's some IP infringement going on here. Something's afoot at the Circle
Maybe
K.
Maybe he's not in the band anymore. Maybe he's not. Let's go listen to a song from 2015, which we know he's in that song.
Sure. You got your hands on the wheel.
Listen. We're going to do this.
Oh, my God.
He's on the song.
What is it called? Ravonic Empire?
He's on a song called Defenders. Let's see. Okay, here, turn it up. Let's see.
Why do I have to? I don't want to.
I can turn it up. Rock it.
What the fuck?
I don't know. Let's get more vocals. That was weird.
What the fuck?
Sound like fucking Paradise Lost or some shit singing. Oh, wait. There we go. Oh, that sounds like Iron Maiden. Vocal. Man, this is not Iron Maiden, though. What's the Satan thing behind it? All right.
Not it for me, Chief. I'm sorry.
All right. It sounds like It sounds like someone's listening to Iron Maiden with something else playing at the same time.
You see what you've done? You go digging for trouble, you find it. Now I just had to listen to that. Buffalo Crows.
So he's obviously not on the newer song that I played. That wasn't the same guy.
We need to leave this subject.
Why are you so anti-finding out about Iron Maiden's history?
Because it leads me to this. I have to fucking waste my life, get to the bottom of the shitty well.
You're learning about the history of one of the greatest heavy metal bands in the world.
Oh, man. There's so many other cool things I'd rather talk about right now than that.
All
right.
Well, I didn't know about all that, so we all learned that together.
Are you better off knowing?
Yes, I definitely am better off knowing that there was two singers before Paul Di'Anno.
I'm afraid I'm not. So we're just gonna have to differ on that. But what else do we got going on, Mikey?
Well, I got this gentleman trying to ship me something, and he won't give me a tracking number, and I'm not happy about it.
Listen,
got that going on right now.
Listen,
he just texted me, so
I'm gonna give y'all a little bit of a heads up for the end of the episode. I actually have something to open.
Oh my god!
And I promise this.
He has said this like 1,000 times today already.
It's here. No, but I'll tell you why it's so important. If I was smart,
not at that part of the show yet, Dylan. That's why you want to stop talking about Iron Maiden.
Yeah, because I want to get to my cool stuff.
We're gonna get to it. Listen, impatient motherfucker.
I have been waiting for this since February 19th. It is now April 25th. It is within my possession, and I'm so ready to talk about this and not Buffalo Crow. What else do we have?
We're going to get to it, though. We have to have a show full of information first before we get to that.
After you text somebody on air?
Yeah, I'm texting someone right now. That's a very important thing.
You are a rebel, my friend. Haters be damned. And by me, it's me. I'm haters.
He's giving me...
I am hating on him because he's... Because... Oh, man.
Because you're always hating. He's always hating on me.
Oh, yes. I'm always hating on him.
What do we always say about the show?
What do we say? We're not professionals.
Wait, why is your cord attached?
What have you done? Don't touch it. Leave it.
No.
No, I want to be connected.
This is going to be weird. Guys, we're really off track here.
No.
Look, Iron Maiden had two singers before Paul Di'Anno. Maybe we'll do trivia later on.
Maybe.
Maybe we'll do trivia stuff when we actually have a lot of followers. And
yeah. Yeah, no,
we'll
listen.
We'll do it now if you guys want to participate.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know that, all right? So I feel like a fucking poser, all right? Like an Iron Maiden poser. I'm going to turn in all my Iron Maiden shit. And I'm not going to do that. Get the fuck out of here.
No.
A lot of cool Iron Maiden shit.
Yeah.
Eddie Trunk, I bet you, has a lot of cool Iron Maiden shit. He's on TV right now.
He probably has a lot of cool stuff.
So listen. Heaven and Hell.
Uh-huh.
Came out today.
Really?
If you don't know what Heaven and Hell is, we've spoke about it before.
We have recently because I just recently fulfilled my promise and watched the documentary.
Yeah, because the podcast was going to break up.
Yeah.
Because you didn't watch it. But the great, late Ronnie James Dio fronted Black Sabbath, and that was their debut album with Ronnie James Dio. And man, it's fucking good. It is good, dude.
It is so good.
It gets better with age, too. Like when I was like coming up, when I was like a little lad, like youngster guy, you know, chap. I didn't ride out on that shit too much. I liked it, but it was kind of like always back burner shit. You know what I mean? Like, and then, you know, as I got a little more mature and a little bit more, and I say a little bit more, very little bit more. But as I grew, I learned to appreciate it more and more. And I find myself listening to it quite often these days. I listen to it a lot.
That's the album because I remember seeing that album in my dad's CD collection as a kid. I remember because it had the three angels on the front and stuff, and I love this album. I think if I had to pick though, I would say Mob Rules is probably the one I'd pick. But
Heaven and Hell, definitely. If I had to pick Ronnie James Dio albums, of all Ronnie James Dio stuff that I've heard, I probably haven't heard all of it. I probably heard a lot of it, but all of it all together, put together, whether the bands he was in or whether it was his band that he fronted, Heaven and Hell is probably my favorite Ronnie James Dio recorded thing ever.
Oh.
Ever.
Ooh.
And it might be, it's so hard to say, but it might be my favorite Black Sabbath. But it's hard to say that because, you know, Black Sabbath, you know, Black Sabbath 4.
I don't.
It's so hard to say that because, you know, there's War Pigs. You know,
I wouldn't be. I'm not mad at that.
Itself.
I'm not mad at that, honestly. I'm not mad at that either.
But I'm not saying that as a definite. I am saying as a definite as far as the Ronnie James Dio stuff. Black Sabbath, not Black Sabbath, whatever. Everything Ronnie James Dio affiliated. That is by far my favorite piece of work from him.
I think the discussion with Ozzy and Dio, I think the discussion is, what do you look for more out of your Black Sabbath? Like, do you look for more, like, I don't want to say Ozzy having more character and having his own uniqueness to it, and Dio just having the more probably vocal talent, having the upper hand and the power. It's all just different. To me, it's a little different. It just depends on what you're looking for out of your Sabbath.
I don't know, man. They're both so great, dude. They're both legends, and they both have their own
things. Like, it just depends on what you are looking for.
It's hard for me to definitively... It's hard for me to say that word, apparently. Definitively. Goddamn. My mouth, like, got numb while I was talking.
You tripped.
My tongue tripped. My tongue tripped over my teeth. Yeah, I could say that about the Ronnie James Dio stuff. I can't say it about Black Sabbath as a whole.
Yeah.
Although I wouldn't argue it either.
No, that's the thing. It's like, I think there's no wrong answer when it comes to something like this. So whatever you feel, you feel. Like, for me, I'm a Mob Rules guy. And was there a third, speaking of other singers, wasn't there a third singer for Sabbath?
Oh, Sabbath had more than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there was a few guys.
That might be something we'd have to do an episode on as well.
There's a few. The other guys aren't as good.
No.
I liked them. But they're not Ozzy or Dio. No. And none of those albums are going to ever live up to those Dio or Ozzy.
No, absolutely not.
But they're still good. They're still good stuff.
Oh, yeah. So what else you got?
That's it. We're done.
All right.
You can open your package.
No, we can't. We got more shit.
No, my bad.
We got bands. We got rock. Oh, no. We got a couple of tours we just wanted to mention real quick,
yeah,
right?
Go ahead and talk about that tour.
All right, cool. So
it's just one we'll talk about.
Well, I was going to mention, for anybody that listens to us in Europe, Alcest.
Hello, mate.
Yeah, Alcest announced a European tour that I wish they would do in the States anytime at all.
It's a cool band.
Soon.
I like them.
I love Alcest. So if you're in Europe and you're going, let us know. Also, have you been catching the last two weekends of that Coachella stuff with Knock Loose?
Yeah.
That stuff.
So my flex was... Not this past weekend, the other week, because Coachella's 2 weekends in a row.
Right.
The first weekend of it, my flex was walking around showing people, hey, man, check out this cool video. And, you know, it's people moshing around and doing the mosh-mosh,
mm-hmm.
you know, doing the whole thing. And I'm like, yeah, there's Knock Loose. They're like, all right, cool. And then I'd follow up with, at Coachella.
Yeah.
And everybody's reaction was like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah, man.
Including mine. It doesn't look like Coachella when Knock Loose played.
No, and it is packed. That little side stage tent thing is packed.
Apparently there's no barricades. People stage diving. And
I wonder how they got away with that.
And well, from what I understand, listening to the Jasta podcast, shout out to Jamie Jasta. Go to Milwaukee Metal Fest if you can, because damn, that thing's sick. But I was listening to Jasta podcast recently, and I think it was a Patreon episode maybe he said it. But he was talking about Knock Loose being on Coachella and how cool that was. And he said he pitched for heavy bands to be on Coachella years ago, which I'm sure he has because he's 1,000% constantly flying the flag for heavy music. But I guess maybe a talent buyer or someone involved in the festival is into heavy music and, in fact, actually has a Hatebreed tattoo,
oh,
which is pretty awesome. But, you know, look, they've done Volbeat's been on there. I think maybe Gojira's been on there. Code Orange. I think Ghost played Coachella 1 year. Maybe.
I know Gojira was on Bonnaroo. Which Bonnaroo is also a festival.
Turnstile.
That's had metal bands on it, like Between the Buried and Me and Tool.
Yeah, no, Bonnaroo is different than Coachella.
Yeah.
Because Bonnaroo does have metal bands and stuff, mm-hmm. punk bands.
No,
that's
but
different. Coachella literally has like one to two at a time.
I'm definitely seeing every year more and more bands from that side of things getting on to stuff like that. I think TikTok has a lot to do with that. Personally, I think a lot of those, like
TikTok band,
yeah, for sure.
I didn't know that. I mean, I know they're successful.
Yeah.
Before I was on TikTok.
No, no, they were successful before that, but they just kind of got the whole like arf arf mosh call thing that they do was kind of a big thing on TikTok. There was like a SpongeBob sound that was going around that people were making videos with. And it was like, I guess SpongeBob was screaming and it sounded like Brian. And it was just, everybody used it for something. But no, I mean, it's that's a band. And I said it to you earlier before the show. That is a band that has ever since Laugh Tracks was announced and Dead Ringers was put out as a music video. That band has 100% constantly outdone themselves.
No, they continue to grow.
They just continue to outdo themselves. It's like the next thing. You're like, oh my God, Knock Loose is opening for this band. And then, oh wow, Knock Loose is on DWP Fest. And then, oh my God, Knock Loose is on Coachella.
So what are they doing now? That's bringing us to this conversation.
They are going on tour with Motionless in White and co-headlining.
It's a co-headliner.
Well, no. They're the main headliner is what I should say. You're right. My bad.
Is it Motionless or Knock Loose?
It's a Motionless tour.
Okay.
Knock Loose is like...
Main support.
The main support. Gotcha. That's the word I'm looking for. And then After the Burial and Alpha Wolf are opening, which I think is great. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's a cool lineup.
Yeah.
If you're into it.
If you go, you'll definitely have a lot of fun. It's not coming to Florida. Kind of bummed about that.
Is the most popular thing that happens on that tour the Arf Arf thing? Or is Motionless in White?
Motionless in White has a lot of TikTok stuff, too. Yeah. A lot of people were making these really cool cat videos with one of their songs.
Like Meow?
No. Yeah, maybe I'll show you one if you're good. But that's a cool tour. Listen, you made me sit through the goddamn digging of the Iron Maiden vocalist that I didn't know existed till today. So if I show you cute cat videos,
and now you know. Now you're
listen. A smarter you're getting all. You're getting. All, you're getting all.
You're welcome.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to throw that out at the bar. Excuse me, m'lady. Did you know there were 4 singers in Iron Maiden? I bet you didn't, poser.
If you that's going to go over real fucking well with an Iron Maiden shirt, and you're able to do an icebreaker.
Oh, is that it?
I mean, why wouldn't you? Would you not? What if she said, Hey,
did you know there were 4 singers?
Did you know?
Maiden?
What would who you
cares?
Say?
If, yeah, you're right. My she name's would say, Dylan.
You think she'd say, who cares?
Maybe. I don't know.
If it's a maiden, maiden. Oh, see what I did there?
The maiden?
The maiden, maiden.
The shorty?
Is that a thing that you call women back in the day? A maiden? Fair maiden?
That happened back then and it should stay.
Yeah.
Stay back then.
I agree.
Out here maidenless. Yeah, no, that's pretty much it for tours. Let's get into some bands, man. But listen, something special about this time.
Okay, so here's yeah, we're going to talk a story.
Oh, yeah.
This might be a record into this. All right, so I had that band Vitriol in Jacksonville, and they were on tour. The tour's over now, but they were on tour supporting Morbid Angel and Revocation with Crypta opening. They did the second leg of the tour. And had them on an off date from that tour in Florida to play Jacksonville. So they made a stop in Jacksonville, which is really cool. The next night they were playing in Tampa, which shout out to Trey from Morbid Angel, who had some complications on stage and they passed out. I'm not sure what happened, but I don't want to speculate. But apparently he was fine because he played Fort Lauderdale the next day. I was going to go to the Fort Lauderdale show. I chose not to because I wasn't sure if they were going to play or not. And I didn't want to drive all the way down there.
Yeah, it's a far drive from here.
I didn't want to get Morgan Wallen. Did you hear about that?
What do you mean Morgan Wallen?
Oh, man, you didn't hear about that? You want to talk about TikTok. It's all over TikTok. It's all over the...
Listen.
Do they call it the talk? It's all over the talk. Kind of like the gram? It's all over the talk.
It's not, but it should be just for you.
I'm with it. I'm with it. It's all over the gram. It's all over the talk.
It's all over the talk. You say it's so Long Island though. It's all
old,
over the talk. Big all over the talk.
Good old Morgan Wallen had his people out at shows, and he had his opening band. The opening acts played. I don't know who the opening acts were, but they were playing. And then a few minutes before he's supposed to go on stage, they had announcements over the loudspeaker, and then on the TV's side stage. They pretty much were like, yeah, guys, fuck you. Morgan's not playing tonight. He lost his voice. Can't sing. Fuck you very much and have a good night. And I don't know. Maybe they said that you're going to get your money back for the ticket. I don't know if they said all that, whatever they said.
They waited till right then?
Right then, dude. And, you know, here's the thing. That happens, right? People lose their voice. Your buddy, Ronnie.
My buddy? Ronnie, why is that my buddy? Don't put that on me.
Ronnie Radke. He lost his voice in Florida for two shows.
Yeah.
And he announced, he put some messages out to his fans and let people know what's going on. But... Oh, Morgan did that, and he was sight unseen, though. So he didn't come out to tell people. Because, you know, if your voice is gone, your voice is gone. But you could still communicate.
Yeah, at least go out there and be like, I fucked up.
Right, right.
You can talk. So, like, people know.
And when I say this, see Luke Combs, mm-hmm. who's done that. And then Luke Combs, what he did, how he handled it was he came out and said, hey, guys, I'm really sorry. I'm not going to be able to give you my all tonight. I lost my voice, and I'm really not going to perform at my best. But here's the thing. We're going to perform still, and this is going to be a free show. Everybody's getting their money back from the tickets, but we're still performing. We're still going to play. I'm just going to need your help. Right? Take a page out of Luke Combs. And that's pretty recent when that happened. And no Morgan Wallen to be found. There's rumors of him not losing his voice, but other things.
I think people would have still paid, still would have let Luke keep the money.
Oh, 1,000%. People still would have been okay with that.
That happened, I think, in Jacksonville at a Bayside show, did it not?
I don't know.
I believe there was, it was either a show or I believe it was in Jacksonville, but I believe there was a show where Anthony lost his voice and the whole crowd sang the set. And apparently it was awesome. So, I mean, people have their own ways of handling things, but I think if you don't show and you don't say something, regardless of who you are, people are then left to their own thoughts and devices as to why you did or didn't show up and for what reason. So
it helps the rumor mill.
For sure. Yeah.
But yeah, it's
the least you owe thousands of people that paid to come see you and like keep you afloat as an artist. And they pay your bills. Yeah, you at least deserve to go out there and let them know what's going on.
Because here's the thing. It's cool that you get refunded for tickets, of course, right? You know, but people pay for travel. They pay for time off work. They pay for, you know...
babysitters.
Right. You know, shit it's like a whole that, thing. You know, the hotels or the Airbnbs to stay where they're at. I mean, shit,
gas. Everything is literally expensive.
So you're not just coming out of pocket for a concert ticket. So it's not just that cut and dry.
Yeah.
So at least have the respect to come out and talk to the
but
people.
I mean, the dude doesn't write his own music. This country.
There's a lot of people who don't write their own music. So I'm not going
to... Yeah, but a lot of them still do. Yeah. And I mean, I get it that like having songwriters in country has been a thing since Gillies, like I mean, since back really, in the day. Like I get it, but like,
yeah, I'm not going to knock anybody for that, but it's just strange way to handle it, especially.
You know who wrote a lot of his stuff off his newer album was Hardy.
Luke Combs. I don't know who that is.
Hardy, the guy that's on. Him on yeah. He's on.
He might have been on the tour, maybe.
Maybe
he might have been on the tour.
Maybe
I don't know. Anyway. I don't remember what we were talking about. We were talking about something different. Oh, so Vitriol.
There you go.
Back in Jacksonville with Vitriol. They were on tour at Morbid Angel. They had an off date, bringing back to speed. We had them do a headliner in Jacksonville, which was a super sick lineup. It was necrophobic, Jacksonville death metal, and then Parasite Disciple, who are so good. They don't have recorded stuff yet, but they're doing it, and it's going to be awesome. Can't wait for you
guys
to hear
it. What a cool name.
Yeah, very cool name, very cool band. I'm stoked for them to get their shit recorded. But it was a cool lineup. Three bands, very much, all killer, no filler, no nonsense. If you've ever seen Vitriol, they are just an absolute fucking blast the whole time.
Yeah,
the whole time. Like
they make you want to do that.
I mean, yeah, they're just your face gets ripped off. Nicest dudes ever. They have to be, though, because they're playing very angry music.
Yes.
Anyway, fast forward. Couple guys walk in. Nice dudes. Nice gentlemen. They have tickets. Scan their tickets. One of them mentions that they drove all the way up from Tampa. I'm like, oh, awesome, man. You came up from Tampa for the show. Are you going to go see it tomorrow? They're like, oh, yeah. Actually, we flew into Tampa from Canada.
Oof.
And then we saw that Vitriol was playing an off day, so we drove up last minute to Jacksonville to catch them tonight. Damn. So these motherfuckers flew from Canada to Tampa, said, oh, they're also playing in Jacksonville 3 hours away. 3.5 hours away, and they drove up to go see him. Pretty fucking cool.
They're real.
So I talked with them at the end of the night, and I said, hey, guys, what's going on? You know, it's pretty cool that you did that. And they were like, yeah, you know, we're metalheads. It's, we do shit like that. And
We've done shit like that.
Turns out that they're in a band. And they're from Canada, as stated.
Uh-huh.
So the band's from Canada, obviously. And we're going to go ahead and play them because I was like, you know what? This band's fucking cool because I listened to them on the way home. And they fucking rip.
Oh.
So we're going to go ahead and do we talk about the band name first or do you want to play them first?
Yeah, well, we got to let them know what they're listening to or who they're listening to.
Well, we can
to.
Tell them afterwards. It could be like a surprise. See if they can guess.
No, I say let them know.
All right. So this band is called Deformatory. Ooh. And they're from Canada. And that, my friends, is going to be the theme for this week's music that we bring you.
Didn't even plan it.
It wasn't planned.
No.
Until the end. We were like, you know what? We got 4 out of 5 bands from Canada. And then we added a 5th one.
Yeah.
Because it was completely an accident. And it was meant to be. And this story is pretty cool.
Yeah, you kept every band you kept going, they're from Canada too.
So, and then,
oh, this band's from Canada. I'm like, pick it. Let's just get covered in maple syrup and do all Canadian bands.
Yeah, that's what we're about this week.
That's what we are about.
So this is Deformatory, and let us know what you think of this. Go ahead, Dylan.
All right, here we go.
That shit's fucking heavy.
That is hard.
That is so heavy. That is so heavy.
That would knock the blue out your hand at the Canadian hockey game. You Canadian
bastards with the heaviness. Holy shit.
Oof.
Maple
syrup flows like blood, huh?
That song was called Corpse Born.
Corpse Born.
Yeah, and this came out in 2022, so it's not brand new. But man, it's so fucking good. And I listen, you know, like a lot of times I'll go through and listen to stuff for the first time and kind of check it out and go back to it. I was like, no, I'm going to listen to this the whole way home. And it was already a heavy show. Usually when I don't really listen to heavy music after a heavy show.
Yeah.
You know, you decompress a little bit, but, no, man, I jammed on that whole fucking EP and I was like, this shit is fucking ridiculous. The band's cool. The dudes were super nice.
Wouldn't you say that's like, preconceived notion for Canadian people that they're nice.
I guess that would be, yeah, if you watch How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, we don't lock our doors, you know, type shit. Tim Hortons.
Well, they got free healthcare too, right?
I believe they do.
Yeah. That probably helps you a little
Old Trudeau up there might help tossing you get, out Advil. A little
bit more stable.
Yeah. What else you got?
We're going to keep on going. And like I said, we're gonna stay in the Great White North. Is that what they call it?
North of the Wall.
Great White North. I don't know. I don't know what the nicknames are.
That's it. You're right.
Land of the Leaf. I just made that one up.
That's actually a good one, though.
Yeah, Land of the Leaf is good, right?
I think the Canadian government owes you a few toonies.
Are you pulling for Toronto over Lightning? Are you a Lightning guy?
I'm a Panther guy. I'm a Panther guy.
Yeah, I don't give a shit if the Lightning loses.
I don't either.
I might lose fans over that. I don't care.
I don't think so.
Not fans, friends.
Well, what are you, an Islanders?
I'm an Islanders guy who's not looking very good right now.
Ugh.
Game 4 tonight, I think.
Are Islanders 5. And Rangers in it?
Yeah. Rangers and Devils are playing right now.
Listen, were you...
Islanders are getting their asses.
Listen, the Knicks look good.
Not a basketball guy.
Oh, you should be. The Knicks are looking good.
I haven't been paying attention.
I'm rooting for them.
I know the Jets got a new quarterback.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about it yet. I'm glad he's not wearing number 12.
I'm glad he's not on my team.
If he doesn't do good, I'm just going to hate him more.
I'm very happy with my quarterback.
If he does great, I'll hate him less. right. I could say, I'll say that. If he does bad, I'll be more pissed off about it.
Yeah.
If his he does good, then I'll be like, all right, cool. I like this.
His performance will turn the tides of your emotions towards him.
Oh, shit. All right. So now this next band, this is Dylan. This is like Dylan's alley right here. This is where Dylan.
My weed.
Dylan shines. yeah, I definitely need your weed for this. 1,000%.
Oh, no. Well, I'll get it while we play it.
This sounds like it could be a strand of weed. The name of the song is Ipsissimus.
I'm pretty sure I've smoked that.
I think I just fucking opened a fucking gate somewhere.
Where?
I don't, like, I'll tell hell. You. Like, here. One of the gates of hell in here. Somewhere.
In my mind,
is
man.
That what I feel like that's a word that you say that's like, you know, unlock some bad shit or good shit, I guess. Depends on how you look at it.
No, I think it's good shit because this band's good.
This band is good.
Yeah.
This band, I would say, needs no introduction, but they probably do. They've been around for a minute.
I would say so.
They're on Rise Above Records. They are, they're called Blood Ceremony.
Very cool.
Cool band name.
Very cool.
I've enjoyed this band in the past, so it's cool that they got a new track out. Again, it's called Ipsissimus. Spell it. I dare you. I dare you. I double dog dare you.
I ain't putting $5 on that.
You put $5 down on a flute before, though, haven't you?
I did not come out the winner on that one either.
You didn't.
You'll hear why that's relevant in just a second.
Well, hang on. Let me go ahead and cue it. Nope, that's not the one we want to play. They have a song called Heaven and Hell, by the way. And I played it because I was like, wait, is this a cover? It wasn't.
Oh.
But you know what's cool about Blood Ceremony that you don't hear a whole lot?
What's that?
Flutes.
Oh, they are correct.
All right, you want to turn it up, Dylan?
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead and turn it up.
Here you go, y'all. Blood Ceremony.
So it started off as Goodbye Gemini. That was my bad.
Oh, yeah?
It didn't click over when I wanted it to.
Oh, no.
I'm going to say that it was not user error, but it probably was.
No.
It was definitely not user error.
No, definitely not.
But it was. but, yeah, we went into Ipsissimus.
Listen, I love the jazz flute. Love a good jazz flute. Old Jethro Tull style on there.
Yeah, a little bit Jethro Tullish.
A little flute.
They were like, yo, Jethro Tull. Won a Grammy. Let's go for that.
It's very mysticism kind of stuff, kind of like your Lucifer flute. Dog. Flutesifer?
No, Dylan.
Listen, man, I...
Oh, hang on. Let me write that down.
I took a little hit while the band was playing. My third eye opened up.
He took a lot of hit.
Listen, Flutesifer. That's the next... Flutesifer. That is the next Blood Ceremony episode album. Episode 61.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
We could call that Flutesifer music. Flutesifer metal?
Maybe one day we'll do a collaborative
show.
There's
something there with Flutesifer, aside from the next title of this episode.
Yeah, maybe we'll do something with them on that. Maybe we can make something. Who knows?
Let us know. Hit up BC and be like, hey, guys. Listen. Hey. You have to probably hit up Rise Above. Rise Above's got a great listing of bands. That's not what I'm trying to say, but
a great roster.
Roster. That's
there you go. You helped me, or I helped you.
Apparently, I took a hit too. Just the riff, the flute.
It was strong.
It was audio weed.
Yeah, audio weed. I had audio. That's weed. It. Oh yeah, I too have indulged in that once or twice in my life.
Listen, here's the thing. We talked about Canada, right? And we said, hey, this band's from Canada. So we're going to stay there.
What part of Canada are they from? Do you know?
I don't know.
Do you know?
No, I didn't look it up that much.
Oh, Canada's just one big blob. It's just one big empty piece of land.
I don't know about all that. There's a lot of ice up there.
Yeah.
I've never been to Canada.
A lot of uninhabited ice.
I've never been.
I've never been either. I've always wanted to go. One of my best friends, longtime best friends, shout out to Grant. He's from New Brunswick. And I thought about going up there this year. Because why not? You know? Heard they make a mean lobster roll in New Brunswick.
No, I like lobster rolls.
I sure do. Me as well.
All right. So this band is, they're on the probably the hottest death metal label right now out there, Maggot Stomp.
I can agree.
You know, Maggot Stomp did 200 Stab Wounds, Frozen Soul, Sangue Suaba.
They got the goods.
Yeah, look, they've had a handful of heavy hitters.
For sure.
And alumni there. All right.
So why wouldn't this band be any different?
And honestly, listening to them, I don't see why they would be different because they're pretty fucking good.
Well, what are they called?
They're called Dying Remains.
Ooh.
And go ahead and turn it up.
Here we go, y'all. That is the audio form of a massacre.
That's heavy.
That is heavy. It's
more heaviness. I wonder if Dying Remains and Deformatory are close by.
I wonder.
Because they could probably be a killer show. They both sound different, but yet alike.
Yes.
They don't sound alike, but chances are if you like one, you might like the other.
Exactly. I don't see why you wouldn't. I like it a lot.
Definitely some brutal stuff going on there with them.
It's cool that, again, we mentioned earlier about Knock Loose just topping themselves over and over again. Maggot Stomp seems to be a label that does that as well. Just consistent with just good bands after good bands after cool releases after, you know. Listen, by the way, Maggot Stomp, can we please get some more socks in the merch store? All right.
You a sock guy?
I wasn't at LDB like I wanted to be, and they had these cool white and blue Maggot Stomp socks that I wanted super bad. And I was hoping they didn't sell out of them and they would put them online. And they sold out. So some more socks would be appreciated.
You're a socks guy?
Listen, I'm trying to be. I'm more into shoes now. You know?
Well, and socks go with shoes, especially Maggot Stomp, right?
And listen, I got a pair of... UNC colorway New Balance 550s that I'm eyeing on StockX, and those socks would go perfect with those shoes. So I'd be needing about at least three pair at the very goddamn least three pair. So yeah, get that shit on there, man. More Maggot Stomp merch. Y'all are cool. I like you a lot.
Yeah, Maggot Stomp does some cool things.
Yeah,
I like you.
I like you. There like we you. Go. We like you.
I'm not a big fan of maggots. No. Maybe that's why I like you, maggots.
But you stomp on them.
I don't like maggots, dude. That's gross.
Well, listen, though. You might need them. Just make weird noises. Now we do like maggots as far as, like, Slipknot fans. We do like you.
Fair enough.
It's the little creepy crawlies. Are you a maggot? And 100%.
I guess I'd be a maggot, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I've got some merch.
Yeah.
I got some cool Slipknot merch that would probably... People would probably be happy to see.
Yeah?
Like jersey with the maggot logo on the back.
Really?
Yeah, some cool stuff.
You have that?
Yeah, I got some cool stuff.
Oh, my God. That's insane.
Cool OG Slipknot merch.
Don't you have that tribulation flag that I really want to?
Maybe. I believe it's from a box set.
Wow.
Maybe. Don't quote me on that.
I'm still scouring eBay for somebody to put one up so I could buy it.
Go to No Remorse. Buy it. What the fuck?
What do you mean?
That's where I got the box set from, was No Remorse.
It's a certain flag. It's an older one.
I think whatever one I got, if I have it.
It's the white and red one?
I don't remember.
Oh, well.
I don't have it separately. If I have it, it's from a box set.
I think it was something sold separately, but I'll have to check.
All right. Guess what?
Let's get back on the road.
We're staying in Canada.
Yeah. No, I didn't say we're going far.
No. We're staying in Canada.
Yeah.
No, we're staying in Canada, Dylan.
All right.
He's like, move on. And I'm like, no.
No, moving on in Canada.
I like Canada. I want to go to Canada.
I do too. We just said that.
Yeah, but you're what you're saying and what you're doing are two different things, Dylan.
Antagonizer. Scab. Scab.
That's a good band name. Is that a band name? Antagonizer?
Oh,
it's
got to
be, right?
It is definitely 100% is.
All right.
Yeah.
Here's another Canadian band, guys. And they're kind of cool, and I like them. I was excited to know that they have a new single out. Their last album was 2017's Weapons of Thrash Destruction.
Wow. Somebody had to do it.
And it was a cool album, and I dug it. But the new song is called Trial by Combat. Ooh. And this is by the Canadian Thrashers. We're just doing all sorts of Canadian
I know.
Music. I like it.
Pretty varied, too, yeah.
Canadian Thrashers called Terrifier. Is that the movie?
No.
That's the movie, though, right?
There is a movie, Terrifier.
There's the Terrifier. That's like the popular horror movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's Terrifier and Terrifier 2.
Well, there's All Hallows Eve, too, before Terrifier.
That was the the first one. I haven't seen that one.
Mm-hmm. That's the Paul Dano of Terrifier movies.
Wait a minute. Paul Dano's in it?
No. It makes sense.
Oh, he was like, is there a Paul Mays?
I'll explain really, really, really quick. All Hallows Eve, Art the Clown's a side character in it. He's not the main character. But in Terrifier 1 and 2, he is the main character. So in a way, in my mind, Paul Dano only being on the first couple of like big release, only on the first two, right?
Yeah.
Being on just the first two Iron Maiden albums compared to Bruce pretty much being the main part of it.
No, that's a weird way to do that.
I don't think so.
No, because here's the thing, right? Terrifier is an offshoot of, what's it called?
All Hallows Eve.
Right, so All Hallows Eve is like the main thing. That would be like the Iron Maiden. So really, the Terrifiers are like a side project. So you'd have to get
I meant it in a way that Terrifier 1 and 2 is practically the same thing, but much, 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 much more popular. Is in a way that the Bruce Dickinson version of Iron Maiden is much, much, much more well-known than the Paul Dano version.
Huh.
That's how I pictured it.
This is me trying to connect the Bluetooth earlier.
Listen.
It's all very similar.
Listen, it's a hard road to follow in my mind, all right? I have trouble myself keeping up, but it makes sense in here. It certainly doesn't.
I guess getting through your mind is like trial by combat.
To some other cultured individuals, it'll make sense as well.
All right, shit it. Let's play the song.
Hey, you shit it.
Shit it.
Shit it.
Shit it. Go, turn it up. We're missing riffs.
Hold on to your toonies on that one.
Yeah, there's a little bit of thrashness going on there.
Oh, my God.
I think Exodus would be proud of those guys, right?
Overkill would be proud. Listen, they're one of those thrash bands that has character.
It's very much character.
But it's like...
What's your butt
boot?
Boot.
Boot. He actually has, I would say, a little bit more of a range than your... thrash bands with like the character style voices and stuff, you know, like
I don't know what the fuck you're talking
he's
about.
Got a lot of power. He's got a lot of different variations.
You know what
to
I like about
vocals.
It though?
What's that?
Is if it sounds like it's going to be very formulaic as far as the chorus and how it's going to go. And you know, sometimes that music, especially thrash, you know, kind of like hardcore. Sometimes you can definitely figure out, listen, I just watched all these Rocky movies the past week and a half or so.
Yeah, so I watched
Creed, and they're great, right? But you know what's going to happen, right? Like, there's no surprises. You know how it's going to go. And I felt like listening to this song, I thought that the choruses were going to go one way, and they kind of went a different way. And I kind of liked that. I was like, oh, they took that a different direction.
Yeah.
That was nice. Refreshing. I like that.
It's refreshing, which is what modern thrash needs.
Which I bet you the water from the Alps of the Canadian Alps. Is there a Canadian Alps?
There has to be, right?
It's got to be Canadian mountains. They got to have good water up there, right? Do they have their version of Fiji water?
I don't know.
Because Fiji water is so good.
Fiji water is really
it's
good.
It's got Canadian water.
I'm currently they're not sharing drinking it with us. Essentia.
Wait, is that Canadian? No, it looks Swedish.
I don't know.
They're not sending Swedish water over here, right?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Let's see here. I don't know how we got into this.
You can't even...
Listen.
Those words are too small for you to read.
What was that? Yeah, I know. I can't enlarge that.
You looked at that and went, what the fuck?
Well, hey, what was that comedian I was showing you earlier? He drinks Fiji all the time.
Oh, he does? Listen, I'm not...
Matt Rife.
I don't hate
Rife,
Fiji.
Rife? I don't
Rife.
Know. He's not Rife. A metalhead.
No.
He actually has not a skit. He does stand-up. And one of his things, he's asking about red flags, and he's from Columbus, and... the girl in the audience talks about red flags about guys in bands, I believe, in metal bands. And she starts naming off some of the metal bands from Columbus. She starts naming metalcore bands, and he kind of makes fun of them. It's pretty funny. I laughed.
Yeah.
Dude's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, we watched one of his videos before we got lunch. Yeah, he was hitting on the hot hilarious.
Mom. The hot mom with the hot daughter.
Oh, yeah. They both are.
Good genes.
Good for them.
Apparently, she makes great cookies, too.
That's what he said.
Yeah, he said they were great. And she has like a thing going on her, on the talk.
Oh,
on the talk. You can sign up for a talk. And
hey, you see what's going on over here on the talk?
GoFundMe, oof. Send her some money, and she'll give you the cookie recipe, and the top five donors, she'll cook cookies for you, something like that.
Wow.
I was like, hey.
What a smart idea.
Yeah, it's good. It's going to, you know, there's it's all going to good resources.
Wow, beauty and brains. How about that? Just like me. Anyway, don't question on that. What else you have next?
Man.
I tried.
And a big whiff. All right. I feel like...
And the crowd goes mild.
Is wiffle ball Canadian?
It's certainly...
I feel like it could be.
It's dumb enough to be Canadian.
Dumb enough? What does that mean?
Didn't they come up with curling?
Curling. I don't know. Yeah. You ever get stuck watching curling? Smoke a lot of weed.
Hey, Rhonda, come here. Me and Todd took an old kettle out on the ice there because the lake's frozen 9 times out of the year. And, well, we know we lost the hockey sticks. So, you know, Todd and Mark over there, I throw the kettle across the ice, and they just sweep it to see how far it goes. I don't know. I think it's fun. Seven years later, it's in the Olympics.
Because, listen, when you start watching that shit, man, it's addictive. It's addictive. Can I do one of those disclaimers, too?
Like, but it's like bowlers are like, well, I don't want to bowl today. Oh, what dude, else can I do?
I would much rather do that than bowl.
Really?
Wow. Gazillion percent. You don't sweep in fucking bowling. That sweeping part's fun as fuck to watch.
No.
It's like one of those, it's like that fucking on the talk when you watch the guy clean the carpets. You just watch
that's
it.
That's stiff.
You just fucking watch it. You can't help but watch it. You're like, this motherfucker's cleaning the carpet.
I'm still not used to you calling it the talk, but I'm going to get used to it.
I just started.
Don't change, please. I love it. I just got it. It's going to take time.
The talk. Why can't it be? It's the gram, right? That's what the kids say. The gram. It's on the gram.
Why can't it? You know?
Why can't we?
There you go.
Regulate.
There you go.
No, listen. Wiffle ball was created in Connecticut. I looked it up.
There you go.
So, not Canada.
Mm.
Connecticut makes sense, though.
Yeah.
Wiffle ball's fun.
Connecticut's known for...
I used to play wiffle ball a lot growing up, but I liked it. You know why? Because, like, you're like, it's cool. I could play and not worry about the ball beaming me in my face.
I didn't know that.
That was always kind of cool.
Connecticut's two greatest exports, or whatever you call it.
Hate breed and wiffle ball.
Hate breed and wiffle ball. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sold, dude.
There you go.
I'm fucking looking.
I wonder if...
Connecticut's winning right now, actually, because that's... That's two for two. I don't know what else they got, but they got good shit.
I wonder how far you could spin kick a wiffle ball.
Oh, my God. What if you did the fucking Hatebreed logo instead of the torches with wiffle bats? Football bats. Football Listen, bats.
Write it down. Write it down. Metal on the Brain.
Hey, nobody take this idea. Unless you're Josta, he can take it.
Metal on the Brain fucking flame font with wiffle ball bat.
Yo, the Connecticut fucking hate freedom wiffle ball.
Oh, no.
Oh, wiffle ball. That's fucking good, dude. I don't know. Hatebreed, you need to do something with that. Your roots. They claim their roots. They're very, they hold two to Connecticut. Then allow for Connecticut.
I'm gonna tell you a quick good time story super Shit. Quick. I was
good after the podcast.
Well, I was deep cleaning my house yesterday.
Son of a bitch.
And I haven't, let's put it this way. I haven't moshed since my cancer. I haven't for a while since before that, and if I ever felt frisky, but with the neuropathy in my feet and with my legs being how they were, atrophied and all that for however long.
Dude, you said so many thrash bands in one sentence just now.
There you go. Go ahead. Yeah. But I was cleaning my house, and nobody knows me better than my Apple Music algorithm. And I put on my favorites list, and the first thing that came on was Marauder's Master Killer. And I was just like, it was that. And then I was just like, oh my God, I want to mosh so bad, but I don't want to fall over. And then Incendiaries came on. And then I was just said, let me just see if I could throw a spin kick. If I fall over, I fall over. I surprised myself, baby.
Wait, you didn't, that's fucking talk material right there, bro.
Listen,
you could have put that on the talk.
Listen. I show you my physical rehab. What's the word I'm looking for? My physical rehab progress through spin kicks.
Yo, there was on the talk there was a dude and he was showing steps for how to do like a flip, like a backwards kind of flip. And I was like, all right, this is what's on here, I guess. I'm like, it was like dance steps. It literally was like step 1, 2, step 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Step 1, 2, 3, 4. Step 1, 2, 3, 4, flip. I was like, all right, this is fucking happening. All right. And I watched it. That's the fucked up part. I fucking watched it. And he was,
on TikTok, you come across something you're just like, okay.
He was showing you how to fucking flip. It's like a forward backflip. I don't even know. It's fucking weird. But he was showing you how to do that. He was showing you the steps to do in a mosh pit. And I was like, all right.
Do you, dog? Yeah. Do you, dog?
No, but yeah, hey, man, TikTok's got some funny shit. There's a couple of them.
Look at these guys throwing spin kicks.
I watched a couple of fucking, because you get fucking stuck in the TikTok hole. And I watched the comedian. I watched a bunch of shit from him. You get stuck in a good old talk hole. Stuck in a talk hole. Oh my God. That could be the name of the episode too.
Write it down. Jesus Christ.
Stuck in a talk hole. All right, but
you're
I got
being transported. I was watching to a that dimension Matt, of sight and riffs.
Matt Riff or Matt Rife guy, whatever his name. But I was watching his shit. He was funny. He makes fun of people. It's pretty good. And nicely though, it's part of the thing.
Yeah,
like people go there to be like, yo, make fun of me.
Yeah, jokes. With
girls
respect.
Hit on him left and right. Good for him, you know.
Yeah, good for him.
And then
couldn't be us.
I watch. There's two different ones, but they're in a convenience store.
Uh huh.
Like a fucking, like a Sitco or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fucking funny. I mean, they're kind of like they're obviously, planned. You know, mm-hmm. what I mean, like it's done for the talk. You know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's fucking funny shit. It's just funny stuff. Like the one it has a girl like she'll like sit there and read like from like cards like games. You know, like. And they're just funny. They're just funny. She'll ask, like, she's a 10, but she's got 3 kids that won't shut up.
The red flag thing or whatever?
It's just some funny shit. But, like, it's a whole series of them, and there's two different people that do it.
Yeah.
One dude, like, will shake people's hands and, like, tell them how soft their hands are. It's fucking hilarious, dude. It's just funny. But, obviously, it's kind of made up. You know, they do dances and shit. You know, it's some cutesy shit. It was funny. I was like, I get it. I was laughing. But the dude did the dance steps on how to dance in the hardcore mosh pit. And I don't know. That was weird to me a little bit.
That's a little weird.
I don't want to judge anybody.
It's a little weird.
Dance steps on hardcore.
Self-awareness, everybody.
Maybe it got lost along the way.
No, I think I think you need if you're ever wondering how you should mosh, first of all, there is no way you should. You just do whatever you feel. But if you want reference, just watch a Hellfest DVD.
I don't know. Just,
there you go.
I don't know. Like, steps on TikTok just seem weird to me.
It's very weird.
But a fucking stand-up comic, I could watch a bunch of shit.
Yeah. I don't know. We got another band. We're still on bands.
We do have another band. So this band, they're really good.
We just found them. Tell us more.
We just found them because we were looking.
We did.
We're like, look, let's get one more Canadian band since we have all Canadian bands. Yeah. Completely on accident, guys. Like, this was, like, not planned. Well, this one was. This part was.
This is the only part that was
planned. The first four wasn't planned, right? This one was planned. But, hey, this band's fucking sick. Glad we found them. They're called Cloned Apparition.
Ooh.
And this is cool stuff, man. It's not your typical heavy metal.
No.
You're not going to see any Paul Di'Anno singing for these guys.
No.
But we like it. And if you don't, well, fuck off. We don't mean that. We don't mean that.
Had to blow the whistle like Too Short on that one.
No, we don't mean that. If you don't like it, that's okay.
Yeah.
We like it, though.
Oh, there you go.
All right, go ahead.
All right, vibe out.
That's cool shit, man. It's quicksandish.
Yeah.
Fans of quicksand.
Yeah, quicksandish. If you like Super Heaven, if you like Failure, if you like maybe like some of... I think if you're a Cave-In fan, some Hum, some maybe a little bit of Catherine Wheel. If all these different things.
Oh, shit. You didn't just drop Catherine Wheel, did you?
Yeah.
Man, you shouldn't have done that.
Why?
You shouldn't have done that.
Why?
Because guess who the singer of Catherine Wheel is related to?
Who?
You won't guess.
No, I won't.
I'll give you four guesses.
Is it Paul Di'Anno?
Close, but no.
Is it Bruce Dickinson?
It is Bruce Dickinson. It's his cousin. They're cousins.
What?
They're cousins.
Now that's an Iron Maiden fact that I care to know.
No, they're full on cousins. The dude's name is Dickinson also. I'm pretty sure. I'm going to double check that.
Well, yeah, but, no, please. I have to know.
And from
this.
What I understand, and I could be wrong about this, from what I understand, they're like, they're friends too. Like, you know what I mean? Like, they're not just really, you know, some people are related, but
who knew that you could go to a metal podcast and find out stuff about
the
Catherine
singer
Wheel.
Guitarist is Rob Dickinson, cousin of Iron Maiden's Bruce Dickinson.
Now what? Now listen, I'd go to that tour.
Well,
Catherine Wheel, Iron Maiden. I'd go to that tour. No fucking heartbeat.
Hey, cuz, let me hold the jet for a minute.
Hey, brother, let me hold the jet.
My cousin would let me.
Oh yeah.
My cousin, I have a bunch of cousins that would be totally.
You're from Long Island, of course. You're Long Island Italian, of course. You have a lot of cousins.
And I would, my cousins, I would 1,000% let them borrow my jet.
Yeah,
they're like fucking homie. Like they are. I don't see them enough. They are fucking great. They're not metalheads at all.
Some say that makes it better.
My cousin Joe, shout out to cousin Joe. I just hung out with him in a couple weeks ago in St. Louis, but he's a Ministry fan. He likes Ministry a lot.
I'd be remiss if you weren't
that Ministry. Tour with Filter, Alice Cooper, and Rob Zombie in New York.
I want to go. We're going.
Right? He went to Lollapalooza too. He didn't realize Soundgarden played though. I had to school him on that.
Oh.
I'm like, yo, Joe, Soundgarden was there. I could promise you.
Yeah.
I know they were there because I was there for Soundgarden.
Yeah.
That was one of the bands I was there for. Jesus, Mary Jane.
Oh.
He didn't like them too much, but I love them. Lush.
Oh my God, man.
Yeah. No. It was a fucking. It was a good lineup. Ice Cube.
Was that well?
Ministry came out and fucking what's his name? The guy that was just on TV that we were watching, the short dude with the little beard from Anthrax. What the fuck's his name? Scott Ian. Scott Ian came out and played Supernaut with Ministry.
Wow.
Some Black Sabbath there, guys. Cool shit, yeah. But Rob Dickinson and Bruce Dickinson from Catherine Wheel and Iron Maiden are cousins.
Listen.
There you go. This somehow been an Iron Maiden episode. We didn't even mean to do that.
This episode has been a strange brew, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, it's been Canadian Maiden.
Those who know get it.
There's something there.
Yeah.
There's something there.
What's in the box?
Not till you give me the
What's
gun.
In the fucking box?
Back in Jacksonville, out of Canada. We got some shit to open.
You want to go first?
We'll do mine last. All right, because I have several things within this.
Well, so I got one package, and what's in the bag? Because it's my record store day bag, so it's gonna have a few in there.
Well, then you go first.
Want me to do that one?
Yeah.
Or you want me to do a different one?
Do your record store day one.
Record store day one.
That's more interesting.
You think so?
I do.
How do you know what's in the other ones?
I don't know.
They might be more interested in the other ones. What if it's something Canadian? One
yeah, but I mean, Record Store Day just happened.
Record Store Day just
happened. If we wait till next week, it's so much further away from the fact that Record Store Day just happened.
I'm just saying we could do, should I do one of the other boxes now? No, we're going to do the Record
Store. Well, I want to do mine last.
Okay.
So you open as many as you want. It's our show, baby.
All right, so which one do you want me to open?
Let's start with Record Store Day.
All right. I was only going to do a few of them.
Oh, I saw the front. I saw the sign.
What do you mean? It's in a fucking bag.
No. Let
it's
me
a Tiger see. Records.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about, baby.
Yeah, of course I went to Tiger Records.
Tiger
you
Records.
For your fucking record store day. Because if you're not going to Tiger Records, you're doing it wrong.
Well, I go to Tone Vendor's the...
Tone Vendor's cool, but it's not Tiger.
No.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with...
Dan, please sell me the goddamn Cocktail Twins poster you have in the back store.
All right, look. Taylor Swift. Had to do it, right?
Had to do it. Had to do
it's,
it. Did James special order that for you?
No, man.
Did he know?
No, man. Yeah, he was stocked. He was stocked with the Swift, bro.
Listen, we have to go there because I still haven't been there.
Well, I don't know what the fuck you're doing with your life.
We will have to go there next week.
Okay, so that's Taylor Swift. It's the folklore, the Long Pond studio sessions. Basically, yeah. Essentially what she wrote this song or this album during COVID. You know, obviously released the album during COVID. It saved a lot of people, you know, gave a lot of people a lot of things to do.
Yeah. But
this particular album is when the first time they were actually able to perform it together.
Okay.
Because, you know, the whole COVID protocol. So what they did is they got together and recorded this.
Wow. Okay.
For a record store day. And I'm a fan.
Listen, I'm more and more becoming a Swiftie by the day.
Look, she's a bit. Hey, guess who's not canceling fucking shows, by the way? She fucking broke her hand, cut her hand in NRG Stadium. NRG Stadium, you know what? You heard what they did? They called it, because she just did 3 days there. While she was there, they called it NRG Stadium, in parentheses, Taylor's version.
Oh, cool.
Good stuff. Just a lot of support from these cities. All right.
Yeah, very cool.
We got a picture disc of, there's a record store day also, The Cure.
Oh.
Show. If you don't know, Show, live. Just fucking do it because it's fucking great. Such a good album. Live music. Live stuff from them. We're going to go see The Cure live.
We are.
At some point. I don't remember when that is.
June-ish, I think.
I don't know. This is not record store day, but, you know, sometimes you find cool stuff.
Whilst you're there at the record store.
OG version of the debut wow. Concrete Blonde album in fantastic shape.
I 100% see that being bought in James' store.
Got that?
I 100% see that.
Excited about that. And then...
I'd imagine he'd have cool records, man.
Back to Record Store Day. Death. The Best of Death.
Wow.
Relapse finally got the rights to this album and released it.
That's cool.
And I wonder if they're going to release different versions, because knowing Relapse, they probably will. But what's cool about it, it's on...
Wow.
I don't know. What's that? White and red splatter on blue.
Yeah.
Looks great. It looks great.
White, red, black.
Yeah, it looks great.
On a blue vinyl.
It matches the album. Angel Combat did all those best of albums, the compilations, mm-hmm. and Death's Best Of was one of them. It's Royal Blue. It splatters, what they officially call it.
Yeah.
I like Death. I don't know if you guys knew that, but I'm a fan.
I knew that.
Okay. And then Agnostic Front, United Blood. Courtesy of
I saw that was on the list for Record Store Day.
Yep, this was on the list for Record Store Day, aka my list. Very cool United Blood OG shit here. And what's cool about it, and they didn't promote this part really, but it's on clear vinyl. Clear vinyl is always rad.
Yeah, it is.
It's so clean.
Yeah, and if you have a cool slip mat like I do, you could see the slip mat.
Yeah, you could have Golden Girls rocking out to Agnostic Front.
Yep.
Okay, with your little vampire on it.
A little Nosferatu.
Let's see here. All right, and then I think we're done with Record Store. No, we're not done with Record Store Day, but there's a picture disc from Merciful Fate.
Oh, King Diamond, Melissa?
Melissa. Nope, Merciful Fate. Not King Diamond.
Well,
King Diamond was in the band.
Yeah.
Get it right,
that's Buster. What I meant.
Get it right, Buster. Okay, this was a Record Store Day here. Shadows Fall.
Oh, I saw that was on there, too.
The Wall Within. And this is cool colored. It is a blue turquoise.
That is cool.
Marble, I guess you'd call that, on gray or something. I don't know what the fucking technical term is. Let me see if it's on here. It is not on here.
I remember that album.
It blue gray swirl.
I remember that album.
But yeah, it's a very
being
cool
all
album.
Over all in the magazines. I'd get.
It wasn't my favorite Shadows Fall album.
No,
but I do like it. Of One Blood is my favorite Shadows Fall album, and probably will always be my favorite Shadows Fall album. I wish they would re-record it though. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
And then last but not least, and I might have this already. I don't know. It was cool that it was in there, but Sacred Reich, Ignorance.
Wow.
Some classic thrash. I'm a fan of Metal Blade Records. I think they're still on Metal Blade Records. Sacred Reich after all this time. That was what's in the bag.
That's what's in your bag, yeah.
My Tiger Records bag for Record Store Day. All right. You want to go now? Or you want me to go again? Oh, you want to go last? You want me to go again?
How many more do you want to do?
I'll do one more.
You do... You do one more.
All right.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me hold this. Okay. Let's see what we got here. This is... That is... I know what that one is. All right. All right. We're going to get into this one here. Hang
on. The bottom one?
Yeah. Nope. We're going to do... We're going to do this one. This one, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, we like a little surprise here. Because I definitely know what I ordered.
God, if it's Ghost, I apologize. It might be.
It might be.
Those motherfuckers too, man. It
could be Ghost.
They got that fucking EP. They just released another version from Australia. And then I had to go dig how to get fucking... Did they
put out another new song?
No. It didn't. I thought they were going to release a song every Sunday.
Oh, would have been nice.
All right, 61 episodes in. Still have yet to cut myself. Come very close. Ooh.
Oh.
This is nice.
This is nice.
This band would be great with Cloned Apparition.
Yeah, they really would.
Holy shit. This would go perfect. This is Riot Stairs. Sounds of Acceleration. This band is phenomenal. This album is phenomenal.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of Riot Stairs.
Hang on a second. Let me get this open. As I talk shit.
Yeah, you don't want to jinx yourself and then break the 60 episode don't cut my carotid artery open challenge.
Man, they should do a tour together. Riot Stairs and
Oh my God.
Apparition. Oh, look at that.
That is so great for that album cover. The green.
It's
with the black splatter.
Shout out to Days Records too. Have we talked shout about out to Days. Days a lot? Listen, this it's like tiger splatter on green, dude. It's like black splatter on green, but it looks like tiger, you know, it looks like tiger stripes.
It's like a mint.
Oof.
It's like a mint green with like a
matches the cover.
It's so yeah, it matches the cover so well. Those are my favorite variants when they somehow reflect the cover. I've got a solid gold variant of the of Ricky's last album because her album's called Gold. And
that goes with the Golden Girls.
And it goes with the Golden Girls.
Yeah, man, this band is really super sick. And I love them. And I'm really stoked to have this in my collection.
Oh, yeah.
If you like Riot Stairs, you probably like Cloned Apparition. If you like Cloned Apparition, you probably like Riot Stairs.
Possibility.
They don't sound a whole lot alike, but they do. You know what I'm saying? They're adjacent to each other, I feel. And then here's Destructo Dylan over here trying to open his package and he's trying to almost stabbing himself.
I didn't almost stab myself, you dummy. All
right, open your damn package, dude. Dylon, 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 Dylon.
This is incredibly a very me package to get.
Dude, so it's got a lot of complaining in it. Hey, yo.
Okay. Now, some of these things in here aren't for me.
Some of these things ain't like the others.
Okay, we're good.
All right, what do you got? What do you got, weed boy? Is it all Canadian? What if it's a Canadian package?
No. Unfortunately, it is not. This is from State of Misery.
I live there.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
It's my state.
So this is important.
Next, what state I'm in, I say Misery.
So...
I used to play Scattergories. I think it was Scattergories. I think I put that down as an answer one time, and we had to argue. Because people were like, that's not a state. I'm like, it sure as fuck is.
So State of Misery.
I won. I don't know if I won. I should have. All right, what do you got here? It looks like a baseball card.
It is a Family Values 1998 baseball card.
Oh, nice, nice.
It's got the photo on the front of all the people in the band. This is all... Limp Bizkit Family Values themed, you'll see.
Okay.
So this little baseball card of the whole lineup, that it's that legendary picture where like Ice Cube's in the center next to like Orgy and Limp Bizkit, because the, you know, for
video
those
drawn, who, is video drawn on there?
Well, for those who don't know, the Family Values tour was a big thing when I was coming up. It had all the bands that I was paying attention to at the time. Korn, Rammstein, Ice Cube, Limp Bizkit, and
Orgy. It was a Korn tour, wasn't it?
Yeah, they were the...
Korn owned it.
Yeah.
Linkin Park was on it one time. I think Eminem.
But yeah, they did it more than once. But
listen, was video drone on that shit?
I don't think so.
You have the fucking card right... Well, you go make me
check look. For me.
No, they weren't on this. All right. They weren't on there. Okay.
Okay, so... I bought a shirt from State of Misery, and all I got was this lousy sticker 4 to 6 weeks later. It did take a long time to get here, but it's totally fine because it finally got here. So I got a couple of bumper stickers for my homie Christian. You know Christian.
I love Christian.
Yeah, we love Christian. Shout out Christian.
If you're not listening to this, Christian, maybe I don't love you so much.
Yeah.
That's not true. I still love you.
So here's a bumper sticker. It says, honk if listening to White Pony by Deftones makes you horny.
And that's for Christian or you?
That's for Christian.
All right, it sounds like you.
Listen, if you know me, you know this is true. Yeah, right. And then there's one with John Otto on it that says, meet me at the Matthews Bridge. And is also for Christian and his Subaru. And then just a bunch of fucking random Limp Bizkit stickers on the back.
Nothing from the first album.
Well, you'll see. Please be patient. I'm listening to the 1997 classic album $3 Bill, y'all, by Limp Bizkit, which was released July 1st, 1997 on Flip/Interscope Records, but the most popular single, Faith, wasn't released until October 31st, 1998.
Okay, I take that all back, because that one sticker in itself, there's a lot of information on it.
Yeah, you got what you wanted. Sick. Also, I got... a $3 bill Limp Bizkit
nice
shirt.
Yeah. So you're buying bootleg Limp Bizkit shirts even though Limp Bizkit's still a band. All right. Yeah, all right. I don't understand that, but all right.
Listen, I bought the Mission Impossible 2 soundtrack when it came out. I can do this, okay?
I'm just saying, why not get it directly from the band?
Because they don't have it.
Have you talked to them? Did you say, hey, Otto, let's talk. Ottawa. Shout out to Ottawa. And, all right. Nice. The biggest show of stars for 98.
What are you looking at, Mikey?
We're looking at a large silk flag for the Family Values Tour featuring Korn, Rammstein, Ice Cube, Limp Bizkit, and Orgy.
Yeah.
And and it's a rock and roll extravaganza. All right. I'm sure that hit Canada.
I'm sure it did.
I bet you it did.
Yeah. No, see, I am a...
What a great lineup of a show, though.
A great lineup.
You're getting your money's worth on that show.
And for real, this just
you don't have to stand outside.
No, and I just remember seeing this flyer all over the place as a kid, and it's just...
You know, they had the soundtrack, too.
Yeah, yeah.
It was a moneymaker.
So,
Moneymaker.
State of Misery got quite a bit of money out of me, but it was all worth it.
Not so much miserable getting that, huh?
No, definitely not. I'm in a state of happiness now. Thank you, State of Misery, for that. We'll tag them, you know, that way if you want to go check out what they're working with, definitely go support them.
Where are they based out of?
I don't know. Huh. Let me see where the postage came from.
Hey, what if it's from Canada? What if the whole package is from Canada?
Does it tell you on these things?
Wrong. Yeah, a lot of times it will tell you.
It ain't telling me. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I remember my
Springfield, Missouri.
Okay. I wouldn't have guessed that. That's kind of close to Canada, right?
Closer than here.
I was just in Missouri.
Oh, you were?
Yeah, in St. Louis.
That's right.
In Columbia? Columbia.
Yeah, maybe.
Where the college is.
Well, there's Columbus, Ohio.
For my nephew's wedding.
Oh, okay.
One of my nephews.
Oh, okay.
I let him use the jet, too.
Yeah.
I trust him with a jet more than I trust myself, actually.
Well, that's a smart move on your part.
He's a fellow Jets fan also. Shout out to Shane.
Hey, listen.
Shane is, look, they are great, by the way. They are an awesome couple, and I had so much fun at the wedding. I don't know if I talked about this.
You have.
What a fucking time, dude. What a blast.
Listen.
I had such a good time.
When you're older and you can really party with your family, it rocks.
Oh, dude. My family is fucking awesome. I really do have, like, the extended family and everything, like, not just my direct family, but, like, all the extensions. Oh, we're fucking cool, man. I got to be honest.
Yeah.
We're pretty fucking cool.
Pretty blessed.
They're not as cool as me because, you know, they're not listening to this podcast, but.
Well.
I don't know. Some of them might.
If you want to be cool, then you need to be.
Then you're in.
Then
you're in
the
circle.
You need to let your friends know that they listen to our podcast.
What are we doing? What are you playing right now?
That's the Bluetooth.
I never
stopped playing Cloned Apparition. But that's it for me. Is that everything for you, buddy?
That's it, bro.
All right.
That's
well,
it. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. Episode Listen, 61.
The Pit Forge. Fuck, we say it every time.
We say it every time.
Go check these motherfuckers. This one. It's a fucking dude.
He has the power of many men.
God, he's incredible. Holy shit.
He has the power of many men in one man.
Just nonstop incredibleness. It's amazing. I love it.
Speaking of many men, there's many men in the band Rhythm of Fear.
50 Cent?
Yeah.
50 Cent's not in Rhythm of Fear.
I wish.
I wonder if he'd be into it, though.
He's a real one.
Yo, do you think he really bought all those tickets to Ja Rule show?
What else is he doing with
that
money?
What a good fucking rumor that is, regardless if he did or not. If he did it, fuck, that's great.
Yeah.
If he didn't do it, that's still a great rumor. You know, the room where he bought all the tickets to a Ja Rule concert so that nobody would show up. I don't know.
Apparently it happened.
I don't know.
From what I know,
if it did happen, it's fucking, that's legendary.
Allegedly
shit.
It happened, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know 50. I haven't talked to him in a while. Or Ja, you know.
Unfortunately.
Ja.
Ja.
Do you call him Ja? Do you call him Rule?
You call him Ja. You know him.
I don't know.
Wow. Wow.
I know he got scammed by that Firefest. I don't think he was involved in Firefest. In a negligent way. Like, I think he was duped.
Listen, I've seen Ja Rule live. He crushes it.
You heard they're doing Firefest 2. No, the guy got out of jail.
And he's doing it again.
And like the first thing he said was like, I'm going to do Firefest 2.
Listen, he is insane.
If he does it, what the fuck? There's no way that's going to, anybody's going to be like, yeah, we'll
listen,
play.
Maybe this was a part of his plan. Maybe his part of his plan was to make it a disaster so that he could come back and like.
Have all these documentaries.
Have all this news, free news coverage and free press and all this and that.
To make the actual festival a success.
Yeah. Listen. Who knows the mind of a maniac? But.
Listen. The Maniacs in Rhythm of Fear, no one knows their minds.
That's true.
But we know that the theme song, because they wrote it.
They sure did.
And they played it. And
real good. They played it real good.
Yeah. They did a good job. We're proud of it. We're
Episode it. 61.
It might be called Lucifer.
It will be.
Stuck in a Talk Hole. I don't know. Get on the talk with us, guys.
Get on the talk.
Check us out on the talk. Woo!